Sunday, October 16th, 2022. Welcome everybody back to the Battle Club Guys podcast. I'm your host, the Battle Club Guy. You know, I was on a little bit of an absence from doing the podcast, you know. It was between work and I had a little head cold going on. Then I lost my voice for a little bit. Got my voice back Sunday afternoon. Feeling good, feeling great. Got my coffee. So let's do a little show here. Before we head off to work, you know, last weekend was just a busy weekend for us. Last Saturday, we went to New York Comic Con at the Javits Center in New York City. It was a fun, busy Saturday. You know, it was the same Saturday as Extreme Rules. We got to the Javits Center around, I think it was around like 9 a.m., 9:30. Then, you know, you have to walk down to the Penn Station, and you walk to Javits Center, seen everyone in the costumes. It was cool. You know, there was a pretty decent wrestling presence at Comic-Con. There was people dressed up as Sting. I saw this girl dressed up as Ruby Soho. It was fun. You know, got to meet my favorite wrestler, Kip Sabian. Very cool. I was dressed up as Robin, and my girlfriend was dressed up as Raven from Teen Titans. So I was Robin, but I had the Kip Sabian box on, so it was really cool. A lot of people noticed. I didn't know if they were going to know who Kip Sabian was, because, you know, everyone knows who he is, but Comic-Con, you're mainly there for the superheroes, the comic books. But it was cool. A lot of people noticed I was Robin as Kip Sabian, so that was cool. We met Kip Sabian and Penelope Ford again. We got our couple photo with them. Upload that on Twitter and Facebook. So that was really, very cool. Very fun day at Comic-Con. Then that night we came home. We watched Extreme Rules. And Extreme Rules delivered, man. Edge vs. Finn Balor. Thought that was a great match. Went pretty long, but with Beth Phoenix coming back, you know, them hitting the concerto on Beth Phoenix, I thought that was good. Setting up, continue that story. You know, the Bayley versus Bianca Belair, the ladder match. That was a great ladder match. Liv Morgan lost to Ronda Rousey, which I wasn't a fan of. I'm over this Ronda Rousey. It's just not, she's not doing it for me. You know, Liv Morgan seems to be going on a dark path now. And then, you know, the main event, the fight pit, Seth Rollins versus Riddle. Not the best fight pit. They did what they could with it. But the big story is what happened after the fight pit, Riddle and Daniel Cormier on the ramp, lights go out, and we hear the words we've been waiting to hear. He's got the whole world in his hands, and they showed, it was amazing, man. They showed Ramblin' Rabbit in human form. They showed Abby the Witch. They showed Mercy the Buzzard, the Fiend, and then we get this door, right? And they show the Firefly Funhouse, all the Firefly Funhouses and cobwebs. It's abandoned. It's dead. And then we finally get the reveal of the White Rabbit. Bray Wyatt has returned home to WWE. That place went nuts. I didn't have my voice when I was watching the show, but I was just clapping and, you know, just hitting my girlfriend on the back because I was so happy that Bray Wyatt is back in WWE. It's great, man. And then last Monday, we went to Monday Night Raw in Brooklyn. It was a last-minute trip. Very stressful trip, but it worked out in the end. So if you want a little story of how that trip went, okay, so we're driving to Brooklyn, right? No tickets for the show. So we go to Shake Shack, cross the street, get some food. 7:30, we go to the box office. I ask them if they have any tickets. They only have upper-level nosebleeds, top of the Barclays Center left. I'm like, all right, well, we'll come back at 8 o'clock. Come back at 8 o'clock. They got nothing but nosebleeds. I'm like, okay. So we take the nosebleeds, $30 a piece. We're in the building. We're going up an elevator, right, to our seats. We get off the elevator, and it's just smoke. It's like clouds of smoke. I'm like, oh, my God, we're in the heavens. That's how high up we were at the Barclays Center. So we get to our seats. Now, I don't know if you ever been to Barclays Center. I don't know if you ever sat in section 200s, the 200 sections at Barclays Center, very scary. Okay, you got to walk up these very steep steps, and when you're sitting in the seats, you're almost in like a roller coaster because you're leaning forward and you feel like you're going to fall. So we're watching Rey Mysterio versus Chad Gable. My girlfriend starts having a panic attack because we feel like we're going to fall out of our seats. I'm like, you know what? Let's see what we can do here. So we're watching the show. I'm like, man, we're up so high. I don't know. 9:10, I checked the SeatGeek app. Little backstage info here, a little behind the curtain. I checked the SeatGeek app at 9:10, and I get this freaking fifth row, lower level, hard cam seats right by the ramp. So pulled that one out of my ass. It was the upgrade of the lifetime. As I said, I am the Ticketmaster. And we had a great time. It was a fun Monday Night Raw. We haven't been to a Monday Night Raw since the Raw after WrestleMania 38, which was very lackluster. This Monday Night Raw now, 5 months later, with Triple H in charge, it was fun. It didn't even feel like 3 hours. We were just here. We were there. We were rocking out. We had some drinks. We had a great time. Brock Lesnar returned. That popped us. Seth Rollins is the new United States champion. Seeing DX, that was fun. Now, we didn't get Bray Wyatt in person, but we did get the Bray Wyatt teaser on the screen, and you know, Bray Wyatt returned this past Friday on SmackDown, so we're going to talk about that. You know, Bray Wyatt's back, man, and I'm so happy for him. You could tell that promo he gave on SmackDown this Friday, that wasn't Bray Wyatt the character, that was Wyndham Rotunda the man, and man, it was very emotional. You know, he had tears in his eyes, he was very emotional. He said it was just him being him for the first time, and it was great. I can't wait to see what's in store for Bray Wyatt. You know, towards the end of the promo, Bray Wyatt was saying, you know, we found him, you know, we chased him and brought him back, and then the screen went black, and we got this masked Bray Wyatt, I guess it is, on screen, with the red eyes. Now, according to multiple reports, this mass version of Bray Wyatt is going to be called Uncle Howdy or Uncle Harper, I think, one of those. And the mass Bray Wyatt was saying to Bray Wyatt, I guess, you have no idea who you're dealing with, but you will. So it looks like we're going to get a split personality with Bray Wyatt. So very cool, very excited about that. Very cool to see where they go with Bray Wyatt. You know, he's on SmackDown. Now, my thoughts are keep him away from Roman Reigns unless he's taking one of those titles off Roman Reigns. Because Bray Wyatt does not need to lose at all. Doesn't need to lose. Now, I don't know if this Wyatt 6 is going to be 6 personas of Bray Wyatt. I saw that theory going around on Twitter. I don't know if we're going to get the Wyatt 6. Is it going to be a group? You know, Bray Wyatt, maybe Liv Morgan, Bo Dallas, Eric Rowan. I don't know. But Bray Wyatt needs to win his matches going forward. Don't need to overdo it with the mask stuff. I don't think we're getting The Fiend anymore. I think we're going to get this Uncle Howdy mask figure, which is cool. But be smart about it. You don't have to book him in a match on every Raw, every SmackDown. Do the Roman Reigns method, right? Roman Reigns doesn't wrestle every Raw. He doesn't wrestle every SmackDown. Roman Reigns pretty much just wrestles the big pay-per-views. So book Bray Wyatt to wrestle the big pay-per-views similar to Roman Reigns. And when the time comes, if you put Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt, if it's not Cody Rhodes, okay, if it's not The Rock for the title, then Bray Wyatt could have one of those titles. Split the titles up. Bray Wyatt can be your Universal Champion on SmackDown. Cody Rhodes can be your WWE Champion on Raw. And then leading to WrestleMania 39, Rock versus Roman Reigns doesn't need to be for any championships. They're fighting for the biggest title of them all. And that's the title of Head of the Table. So that's my thoughts on Bray Wyatt and how they should book him. Like I said, very excited. Bray Wyatt's back. Thank you, Wyatt. Great guy. I met him before. So glad to see he's happy, healthy, and back where he belongs. So that's my WWE Bray Wyatt news and thoughts. We can talk some AEW. We have a new All-Atlantic champion. And his name is Orange Cassidy. Freshly squeezed Orange Cassidy defeated Pac in the main event of AEW's Dynamite's Toronto debut this past Wednesday on Dynamite. And man, that place went nuts. So happy for Orange Cassidy. This is his first AEW championship. And he deserves it, man. He's great. We also got a new addition to the AEW roster, and that being John Moxley's wife, Renee Paquette. Renee Paquette, formerly known as Renee in WWE, she is, you know, she used to do the commentary on Raw and the pay-per-views. And, you know, it seems like a perfect fit for me. Renee Paquette in AEW debuted in her hometown, well, you know, home state, Canada. Her husband's there, John Moxley. It's a perfect fit. And I think Renee Paquette will bring more eyes on AEW, and I think it's a great fit all around. And we have a AEW World Championship match this Tuesday. AEW Dynamite, they're doing a Tuesday edition of AEW Dynamite in Cincinnati. In Cincinnati, Ohio, home state of John Moxley. And we have some matches set for the Tuesday night Dynamite. It's going to be, we're going to get a sit down. Renee Paquette will sit down with Brian Danielson and Willa Yuta. MJF will speak. We have Death Triangle versus Best Friends and Orange Cassidy for the AEW Trios titles. Tony Storm versus Hikaru Shida for the AEW Interim Women's Championship. Chris Jericho versus Dalton Castle for the Ring of Honor World Championship, and the main event for the AEW World Championship in his home state of Ohio, John Moxley versus Adam Page. That all goes down live this Tuesday for a special Tuesday night edition of AEW Dynamite. And speaking of AEW, AEW's next pay-per-view, AEW Full Gear, will take place on Saturday, November the 19th, from the Prudential Center in Newark, New Jersey. And we will be attending AEW's Full Gear in Newark, New Jersey. That will be our final wrestling pay-per-view, wrestling show, wrestling trip for the year. And for some time, you know, we've had a great year of wrestling events from WrestleMania. Well, starting in this January, we went to GCW, the World on GCW, and it's been a roller coaster ever since, man. We've been to WrestleMania 38, we went to WrestleMania Backlash, Impact, AEW, like I said, we just went to WWE, so it's been a great year of wrestling trips for us. So we will culminate the Battle Club Guide tour on Saturday, November the 19th, AEW's Full Gear. Hope to see you guys there. If you see us there, we'll meet up for some drinks, take some pictures. It'll be a great time. Well, as always, folks, thank you for joining me. Like I said, this is the Battle Club Guy's podcast. I'm your host, The Battle Club Guy. Remember to follow me on Twitter, at The Battle Club Guy. Check out that Instagram, The Battle Club Guy. And head on over to the YouTube channel, The Battle Club Guy's podcast on YouTube. I just uploaded some live clips from WWE Raw season premiere in Brooklyn. I uploaded Seth Rollins winning the United States Championship, Brock Lesnar's surprise return, and I uploaded the DX entrance, DX celebrating 25 years of DX. So definitely check that out on the YouTube channel. Well, the White Rabbit has been revealed. Bray Wyatt is back in WWE. And what will be in store for the WWE Universe? Will Bray Wyatt go after the head of the table, Roman Reigns, now that Bray Wyatt is on the Blue Brand? We will find out all these answers on WWE Raw, WWE SmackDown, and AEW's cooking, man. It's a Tuesday night Dynamite. John Moxley, Adam Page, who's leaving Cincinnati with the AEW World Championship? We'll find out live this Tuesday on AEW Dynamite. Till next time.